Welcome to the second hour of RBN Authentic News right here on the 22nd of January, 2024, where I take your calls. I'm delighted we have two callers already on the line. John in Michigan, join the conversation. Your thoughts, John?
Yes, I would just like to bring up something I saw today. There's a gentleman, his name is Michael Yan. Have you ever heard that name before? He's down
yes.
in South America.
Yes.
Yeah, but he just did a report, and he says that they're building bridges. The Chinese are down there, cement bridges, so they can help accelerate the influx. And he showed Mayorkas and Blinken flying down there to organize this.
Mayorkas, yeah. Mayorkas, who's a complete scumbag, And the House is planning to impeach him, and he's fighting it like mad. Amazing! Well, they're going to build bridges to facilitate the mass migration into the United States. How disgusting is that?
Well, he also talked about the flights that they have coming in. And also boats, but he brought up the fact, too, that Abbott of Texas is completely involved with all of it, completely, and that it's... Go on.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
And there was a Jewish group that's facilitating this, that Mayorkas is affiliated with. It was just a disgusting presentation about what's taking place in our country's subsidizing the whole thing. It's so if you can find his interview, you'll be really disgusted with all of these people in Washington too that are part of it because they're not doing anything about it.
What surprises me the most, John, is your point about Abbott, because Abbott sent the Texas National Guard down to the border, they're completing the construction of the wall. So what you're saying seems to me contradictory to his behavior. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, so that's where Michael Yan, he brings it all together. It's just smoke and mirrors because he's involved with it. Now he says having him ship these migrants or whatever they are to other cities, he's just infecting the country, injecting all this toxicity into the country. Instead of returning them back and not letting them in, that's where his play comes into part. But it's just the people. It's just a great interview. I know that John and Alex had their falling out. I was a good friend of John Statmos, but it would be a band video. The interview with Yan today, and it's just so. It's just so amazing how much they're advancing this and making it easier for all these people to come here, and that there are many military type folks coming across, and that there'll be a time when it was just one of the things he said, Michael, that is the day will come when the U.S. military will be going after the citizens and the people of this country, or ships and jets to attack our country.
Well, there's a story I got for tomorrow. I didn't have it on today about one of these illegals coming over. And when he was questioned about who he was, he says, "You're going to find out who I am. You know, you're going to know who I am soon." Meaning what we all worry about, that there's going to be an uprising here, that this really is an invading army. And it sure sounds as though what you're reporting here confirms it. I'm just so dismayed about Abbott. If what you're telling us is right, that is a disgrace. I mean, the governor I thought was actually doing the right thing appears to be not. I mean, that is just awful.
Well, here's another thing. After the Iraqi war, supposedly back in the early 90s, George Bush, the scum he was, He brought a lot of the thousands of the Red Guard here to this country and placed them throughout the country. So this has been going on. it's the Bushes, the Clintons, the New World Order scum, and that this is something that has to be really exposed. But everyone's compromised. This is a corporation. And so they have, you know, their rules and regulations, and why nothing's getting done is because it's not a government that we think it is. And then as far as our military goes, a State Department memo 7277 that was signed by Kennedy and Khrushchev and manipulated by Prescott, Bush's senior's dad, calls for the elimination of our military, or bringing it down to 100,000 or 200,000 and letting the UN take over. So that's what's taking place with our military. They're bringing it to the point where there won't be a military, because that's the whole agenda that was established back there in the 60s. And I think Kennedy might have been duped by Prescott Jack, Bush, but...
Jack okay. wouldn't have gone along with it. I mean, he was a naval officer. He was a war hero. He wouldn't have given up our military. I mean, you know, but that there'd be manipulation behind the scene, maybe that I don't find all that implausible, given the way things are playing out today. But could you send me? Let me see if I can't find it.
It's on there. State Department memo 7277. It's right out there, right in your face.
So I found the article from the Gateway Pundit. Illegal alien threatens independent journalists after he was asked where he was from. You'll find out who I am very soon. What the hell?
Right.
What the hell is that?
Well, all of our military has been compromised at the top, and we have no one in Congress that's really exposing this, because they're probably all compromised. And to impeach Mayorkas, why don't you just arrest him? You know, it's not impeach him.
Yeah.
It's that's because we're run like a corporation. You know, you have to go through
that's because the executive branch is under the control of a scumbag that really is a puppet. He's wearing a mask. He's wearing a Joe Biden mask. This is an actor. And, you know, he has a different shape and size of skull. He can't be the same person. He has different handwriting. He has a different manner, different behavior. It's not Joe Biden from Delaware. We don't even know who the hell it is. And the media doesn't even seem to care. John, this is a really important. You made a really important call to kick off today. Give us more. Yeah.
My final is Michael Obama is supposed to come into play. They'll take it all the way to the whatever convention, and then Biden will step up and say that he can't carry on, and so they'll bring in Michael to take over, and. From there on, it's who knows what will take place. That's what, his name? The friend of Trump, he's down, real good guy. But he says that's probably what will happen.
So, thank you, John. Great call. Terribly important. Peter in L.A. Peter, you know a hell of a lot about this stuff. I would love your comments as well as everything else you'd like to add. Welcome.
Hi, Jim. I just wanted to talk about the military stuff that you talked about earlier. You talked about the lasers and advanced weapons that we may or may not have. I would tell you that we don't have them. That if they had a laser, they've been trying to do lasers for years, and I'm sure they're getting better at it, but then Israel wouldn't be taking rockets from, from Hezbollah or from Hamas, which are bottle rockets, or Houthis. And they wouldn't need us in the Red Sea firing standard aircraft missiles at $20,000 drones, at $2 million a crack. If we had something better, we'd be using it. I sent you a couple of articles that reflect where we are militarily, and it's horrible to hear it, but 30% of our attack submarines are are in base because in their need of maintenance. 30%. Actually, it's closer to 40. That the remaining B-52Hs, the last of which was produced in 1964, they can't are increasingly grounded because the subcontractor infrastructure that we had for the small parts is no longer there, and all we can do is cannibalize the old ones, and we can't always do that. And then there was another interesting thing about the British, who, as you, I'm sure, know, and a lot of the audience will too, the origin of the Industrial Revolution was in Britain. And for the first time now, and I sent the article to you, Britain will not be able to make steel from scratch. They will not be able to make steel from scratch. Wow. Somewhere it's in the articles that I sent you, but think about that. The other one is that South Korea, a lot of people don't realize, South Korea actually out-manufactures the United States. South Korea with, 50 million or something people there?
South Korea alone.
Yeah. Alone, out manufacturers, as you know, look, Hyundai, you could go through the. They make more, By the way, they supplied Poland and some of the East European countries with over 1,000 main battle tanks, or they're in the process of supplying them. We can't manage. I think I've told you before, we manufacture about 112 a year. And some of those are not even manufactured, they're refurbished. So South Korea can fill a 1,000 tank order, and we can't. Then there was another article that I sent you today also, where North Korea has testing a underwater nuclear-powered drone. Did you happen to notice that one?
No, I haven't yet. Peter,
the technology here is pretty—it's pretty profound here. You know, we're talking North Korea, and by the way, the Russians have their hypersonic missiles, which are not like shooting down a Hamas bottle rocket, but they're Mach 9, and they maneuver. They actually maneuver.
Yes,
Mach 9. We don't have it. The reason why they don't talk about that is that if you read the defense stuff, which I send you, we haven't had a successful hypersonic test yet, let alone, we're talking about a test, let alone fielding it, you know, producing it in mass or at least in serial production and deploying it operationally. We haven't even successfully tested it. And yet, by the way, Iran, they say, there are reports that Iran can do that now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is the fact that we might have something secret, you know, all that stuff about Area 52 or whatever. It's ridiculous, really.
Wishful thinking.
It's wishful thinking. And by the way, the Israelis, after being humiliated by people with hang gliders, and you know, in the biggest prison break ever, that almost wiped out a division of theirs. The Golani division, that elite division, they'll float and leak anything that makes them their military aura seem more formidable than the crap heap that it really is.
Yes.
So when you hear stuff like that, it's Israeli disinformation.
Yeah, propaganda. Right. Absolutely. Yes. I'm inclined to believe, you know, that the October 7th was not really a bona fide Hamas op, but was allowed to happen so Netanyahu would have his justification for the slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza. Would you agree or no?
I don't. I tend to think that the Israelis just got completely, they got completely, like, they got the Hamas tuned them up, They just completely tune them up. However, I don't discount a Rooseveltian like Franklin Roosevelt, like having maybe advanced knowledge and not moving on it on purpose. That I might, or delaying the response or something. There are reports that they knew the night before something was wrong, and they decided to go to bed and not do anything until the next morning where it's too late. That's something that, like out of reports of like FDR during Pearl Harbor. That I can for a guy as desperate as Netanyahu, I can believe, but I don't believe the Mossad, and I don't believe the Israeli military, which is the most powerful institution. Sure. They are the two most powerful institutions, and no prime minister can really survive their wrath, just like no president can really survive the wrath of the CIA and the intelligence community and the military here, witness JFK and so on. That they would allow their prestige to be so completely shattered that perhaps there is a advanced knowledge that they didn't act on or delayed acting on, but I don't believe, in my opinion, I don't believe that happened the way that the total conspiracy where they arranged it as a false flag. I don't believe that.
Okay.
Anything can happen, Jim. Anything can happen. So.
Well, Peter, you're doing a fabulous job. These articles are so valuable. I'm really, really grateful. What about this migration thing, Peter? What the hell can we do? I mean, the country is being invaded. We're being overrun. I mean, I think this has reached beyond the point of no return. You know, what can we? Are we going to have to put out militias with the U.S. Army, then come to defeat the militias or try to stop the illegals invading because the government is supporting it? It's that absurd a situation.
Well, as everybody seems to know, the previous caller alluded to it, that our high command has completely been replaced, really, from Austin to Jones to all the way down the line. And there are all these affirmative action, diversity equity guys, and they're politically aligned with Obama. Biden, it started happening under Obama. But it's, if they gave a crap about us, every law is being broken. There's every law that the legislatures and the Congress have voted over the years to stop all this right now.
Yeah.
To put troops on the border.
Just enforce laws already on the books. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't bother to. Matter of fact, they're actively subverting the law, just like they do with the Second Amendment. Laws mean nothing. The Constitution means nothing to these people.
Yeah.
So I don't put a lot of sore. I think that we don't have a prayer, frankly. It's a thing that I've said before. It's like, it's so corrupt. It's like Dracula's castle in the movies.
Yeah.
And we're like the townspeople who realize that Dracula's been sucking the blood of all of our families for generations. And they get their the only way it's going to change is for the townspeople to get up with pitchforks and torches.
Well, but isn't that Americans with rifles and shotguns? I mean, I'm not just saying, if we make an effort to stop it ourselves by militias and sheriffs who deputize, law-abiding citizens to join them and create posses, even small-scale armies, is the U.S. government going to then deploy our own military to oppose them?
Even Biden referred to this the other day when he said, if you're going to oppose the United States government, he meant internally. You don't do it with an AR-15. You do it with an F-16. Did you see that quote?
Yeah.
He said that like a week or two ago.
Great call, Pete. Great call. Very upsetting. Great call. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Very good. If we're back on the air, let me see what we got here. We had Peter, I know. Let me find our next guest. Julie, who do we have next? I think I need the names, I think. Need caller list.
Hello, Jim.
Yeah.
Paul from New Jersey.
Yeah. I lost the list of callers.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, listen, I'm calling about the World Economic Forum, and I got to admit,
yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's very funny that Javier Milei goes to Davos last week basically to complain about capitalism in a globalist setting. Well, he wants to link the Argentine peso to the dollar, you know, which is globalist by definition, you know, and that's what I find ironic about the World Economic Forum and the way so many people on the Republican right, free trade, small government side of the aisle, right, who always, you know, advocate for capitalism and free markets, and yet here their capitalist overlords meet together overseas in luxury Davos, Switzerland, to collude with each other, and they never link that to basic capitalism itself. For some reason, they don't do that. Now, listen, I looked through the charter on the World Economic Forum, and it is the furthest thing from a socialist or communist get-together, you know, or a cabal. I mean, it is a corporate cabal. And the charter says that the foundation member community is made up 1,000 of the foremost corporations in the world today, companies which are driving the world economic forward. The typical member company is a global enterprise with a minimum turnover of $5 billion U.S. dollars in valuation, although it varies by industry and region. And that's from their website. So I think it's very ironic that they're all these big corporate people are gathering there today, and they really are the global overlords. And it makes you wonder, are the food companies there, Jim? Are they colluding with other food companies on adding crickets and insects to our food? Is that what they're doing? Are they thinking up ways to add more chemical food additives to get longer shelf life and to slowly poison us before we retire? Right? I mean, are they colluding to discuss how to bribe politicians in their respective governments to bring in more third world unskilled labor so as to push down wages? Is that what they're doing? Now,
Those are all great questions. I take it you meant them rhetorically to raise the issues rather than for me to answer. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was doing that. Now, get this. Klaus Schwab, I got to give him credit, though. He is no dope in this at all, and I'll tell you why. Because I looked into the amount of fundraising and what it costs a typical corporation to be a member of the World Economic Forum. And the way it works is that these companies have to pay about $500,000 a year just to be a member. Now, if you do the math, times 1,000 corporations at $500,000 a year, $500,000, that comes to about $500 million that Klaus Schwab is collecting because he's the head of the World Economic Forum. Likewise, the private individuals are allowed to join too, and they have about 1,000 people or 3,000 people altogether who can join as individual members. And they have to pony up, I think, something between like $20,000 a year and $50,000 to join. So according to my calculations, good old Klausy is collecting about $750 million a year for that organization. And if he's done that since 1971, the World Economic Forum is sitting on at least $20 billion, at least. So that is some slick capitalism going on right there by Klaus Schwab. You know, he's turned that into a big payday. So I just don't get it. You know, like, to me, I'm with the socialist or sympathetic towards socialism because clearly these capitalists are out of control. I mean, they go overseas to meet in private. And by the way, I doubt they're tapping the phones there. And you know, they're sneaking off into corners to make deals with each other. And I thought the whole point of capitalism is not to collude, and you're supposed to compete with each other. And yet,
hang on, you can complete your thoughts right after this break. I'll keep you on. Stand by. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Paul from New Jersey is making some brilliant points about WEF, and Klaus Schwab is an inventive and creative and entrepreneuring capitalist and making loads of money. Paul, go ahead. Finish your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I just think there's something very sinister about the whole thing. You know, these corporate magnates and the CEOs are always talking about returning money to the shareholders. Yet, for some reason, they always have enough money to hop off in a private jet, fly to Switzerland, do some skiing, snort some blow, have sex with prostitutes, and, you know, as they get away from their wives. Kind of like in Epstein Island, but in Swiss mountains.
Yeah.
And then they can say, well, they did it for the shareholders. See? And this is the problem with corporate capitalism. And I would really love to see some hardcore legislation come down to stop this. As these corporate heads are traitors. They're the ones who sponsored globalism. They're the ones who did the outsourcing and sending our industry overseas. And it's all got to come back. We need some hardcore nationalism to stop this, Jim. And that's all I want to say.
Well, I think that's all excellent. And By the way, I think you'd make an excellent guest on my other show where I do, you know, interviews. Paul, you get a hold of me. I mean, you know, just send me an email or something. Let's figure it out. That was a really excellent call. Jesse in Alaska. Jesse, please do that, Paul. Jesse in Alaska, please join the conversation, Jesse.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, first I'd like to say what a breath of fresh air your show is. I discovered it about 3 months ago. Been listening to it every, you know, three times a week and your other material. But I just have to say what a great show, the way you conduct the show. I mean, there's an element of humanity, you know, as far as someone can get up there and disagree with everything you say. And you still just throw facts at them and say, interesting point. So I just have to say thank you for that.
Well, that's very nice. That's very nice, Jesse. I appreciate that a lot. I mean, being a talk show host is, I don't know, I just feel so comfortable here at RBN. I have done all these other shows, you know. This is probably my 10th show, I would be willing to guess. And I'm enjoying this more than any other. I just feel so comfortable here at RBN and with all of you. So I appreciate those observations greatly.
Excellent. So I have a question for you. We had a congressman up here in Alaska, late 60s, early 70s, named Nick Begich.
Yeah.
And in 72, a Senator Boggs from Louisiana came up
right
here. And I'm not sure what the reason was he came up here, but they disappeared on a plane going from Anchorage to Juneau.
Right.
No one ever found the plane or the bodies or anything. And you know, from what I understand, Senator Boggs was involved with the Warren Commission.
Yeah, he was a representative. He wasn't a senator. He was a representative. He was a member of the Warren Commission. He was a dissenter. He didn't think they had it right. And there's a lot of reason to believe he was taken out for that very reason.
And that was my question to you. Could you elaborate on any connections there? Or,
oh, yeah.
Possibly I mean, if Begich was involved himself.
I think this would be, you know, Lyndon cleaning up loose ends. I mean, he didn't want it all come back and, you know, he didn't want to be fingered for his role, even though everyone who knew him up close and personal came to believe that he had been the key player in the whole event, and that's certainly what my research suggests. So I think that Hale Boggs met an untimely death by virtue of being a dissenter, a member of the commission who could have made waves. That's my best take on it. Jesse, I wish I could say more, but that's pretty much how I see it.
Well, I think you're right on. Well, that kind of segues into what one of your other callers was talking about, the direct energy weapons.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name. It was a caller before last, I believe.
Well, Peter, expressing skepticism about them. I'm actually more inclined to believe they are around and that they were responsible for Palisades and Lahaina and other events. So, you know, when I did my research on Wellstone, it turned out they'd created an electromagnetic field that would blow the computerized components on his plane, which they had to lure off course by manipulating the GPS. No one knew the GPS could be manipulated. When I undertook my research, I was contacted by a pilot who had landed at the same time Wellstone's plane was scheduled to land at Eveleth, Virginia, who had been flying in the opposite direction and who had been using GPS and discovered he was 2 miles south of where he should have been, which is exactly what happened to the Wellstone plane. And it appears that they have the ability to manipulate the GPS, and it was done in that case. So, very, very hairy stuff.
Yeah, well, living here, you know, I'm about 50 miles north of Anchorage, and, you know, we have a pretty big missile defense up here.
Yeah.
Fort Rich. Allison. So there's a guy, Nick Begich Jr. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he writes extensively about direct energy weapons, HAARP.
Yeah.
And their chemtrails.
Yeah, he's well known in the field. Yeah, he's an authority. He's a real expert.
Absolutely. And, you know, just living here and seeing things here, you know, I've worked on a lot of these military projects I don't want to get into, but just the spraying, the aerosol spraying they do with these planes. Now, I've lived up here for 45 years, and hardly ever do you see a clear blue sky. I mean, and if it is clear and blue out, they're spraying. I mean, there isn't a sunny, nice day where you don't see those planes up there spraying. So I believe these heavy metals are putting into the atmosphere, along with HAARP, AM frequency, and their missile defense, which I don't want to get into that stuff, in tandem is your direct energy weapon. I mean, and proof of Lahaina, the fires in Northern California, all over the world. You're seeing these cars melted. And, you know, I'm real familiar with forest fires here. We have them all the time. I mean, we've had huge fires here. I've driven through them on the highway. I see people's homes burnt down, their cars burn up. I don't see melted rims. I've never seen anything like this.
The temperatures don't even get remotely close enough for those effects, and it required super high temperatures, and the lasers would explain it. I agree, Jesse. You got a final thought for us today?
Yes, I do. It's also a question. So, you know, I pay attention to the left-wing news, the right-wing radio in the morning, alternative stuff.
Yeah.
You name it. But what is going on with this Lloyd Austin? It's been a complete blackout as far as I can
see. Lloyd Austin. He was killed in Kiev in a massive missile strike on an underground bunker, and they've made up these fantastic stories to explain it, because if you have the Secretary of Defense in Kiev, that means the United States has been engaged in war with Russia, and they don't want to admit it. It's like having all these...
In a week, not nothing. It's been a complete mute.
Yeah, it's all bullshit. They're just trying to fake it. They're trying to gut it out, but it was stupid. They gave the dumbest arguments that he was out of the chain. It's not possible for the Secretary of Defense to be gone for an hour and people not know where he is, much less these days and weeks. It's all bullshit, Jesse. You're on it.
I don't know how anyone can believe that story. But I just want to know if you've heard anything recently.
Well, they're just continuing with a song and dance. You know, I think they're going to have a holographic image that's going to apologize and resign. But, I mean, he's scattered in little tiny pieces, you know, in a rather large area underground in Ukraine. Jesse, thanks for a really good call, okay? Jerry in Chicago, join the conversation. Jerry, then Tom, I'm coming to you. Stand by, Jerry.
Hey, Dr. Fetzer, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to say something about your first caller. I believe it was John from Michigan talking about Governor Abbott.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, I said, boy, Abbott's doing the right thing. You sanctuary cities here in the United States, I'll send them to you, and you figure out what you want to do with them. But here's the problem, Jim. He's still letting them in. Now, I thought about this, and I said, okay, so, hey, this is a good sleight of hand for the media and everything. Oh, Governor Abbott's doing a great job. He could run for president in a couple of terms or something like that. And in the meantime, the people of Texas are saying, okay, we don't have to deal with them. That's great. Hey, what about the other 49 states? Yeah. We've got to deal with them. So I say, if you're going to stop them at the border, bring your National Guard out there, arrest all your Border Patrol people that are the federal government, and kick them off your property, and say you cannot use Texas as a pass-through to get to where you want to go, and we certainly aren't going to use the taxpayers' money anymore to put you on planes, trains, automobiles, and buses.
And New Mexico and Arizona and Colorado, they all have to shut down the border. This is completely out of control. This has gone totally insane. Unless you want to destroy America, that's the objective. They're accomplishing their objective, and we're not doing a damn thing about it. It is disgusting, Jerry.
You're right. And I remember hearing something one time about like a poem back in Germany in the day. Hey, they came for the blacks, and I wasn't black, so I didn't get involved. And then they came for the Irish, and I'm not Irish, and I didn't get involved. Then they came for the Jews, and I'm not Jewish, so I didn't get involved. Then they came for me, and guess what? Everybody else was gone.
Right. No, we know the story. Jerry, you're absolutely spot on. You're 100% correct.
But
I don't know what the hell is happening to this country, but we're going there in a handbasket. It's disgusting beyond belief. Jerry,
final thought is 2.5 to 3 years ago, they put out this emergency use vaccination only, which was not a vaccination.
Right.
Because you've got a lot of people dying. Whatever that heart disease is, that strict
myocarditis,
young athletes and stuff like that, dropping dead on the field.
Right.
Give me a break. Okay.
Yes.
And then you stop and you look at Abbott, and he just sends them over to Chicago, Philadelphia, New York. Yeah, there's a couple of places in Indiana, you know, and I'm sure the people in Indiana don't even know that those places exist in their neighborhood. But anyway, that's my final thought. Thanks for taking my call. You had a great day. Great job, Jim.
Good call. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks. Tom, you've been very patient. Tom, join us. Unload.
Yeah, well, listen, Jim. First off, Jerry, that was a great call, brother. That was a really great call he just made. He was telling it right on like it is. But here, I want to get going. And I want to start this off with Peter also. But I want to start this, Jim. I want to give out a number. And I want everybody to call their congressman right now. I want to give you this number, and then I'm going to start rolling with all you're going to flip on what I got to say. 202-224-3121. That's Congress. 202-224-3121. You need to call your congresspeople. Now here, going back to Peter. Peter was wrong, but he was right. Joe Biden did not say that 2 weeks ago about using F-16s, or all white gun owners are going to try to attack the Capitol and go in and try to take over the military. He'll call out the military and use F-16 fighter planes against the majority of the population, which is white Anglos and mainly males, white males. And white females better join their white compadres, their male counterparts. Now here, Jim, let's get really rolling now. You got the president of the United States, a dirty black Irish rat bastard whose son brought cocaine into the White House, and he's going to threaten white America with F-16 fighter jets. And he doesn't realize most of those pilots, 90% of them are white males, and I don't think they would do that to their own population.
No, I agree. White
march out of the White House right now and arrested. He should be arrested by a military tribunal, by the highest-ranking general that we can find. The militias are going to make a move soon. Something's going to happen with this border. Now I'm going to go back and address that with Peter. Peter, that was not 2 weeks ago, sir. That was 2 days ago, sir. I heard Biden in a speech saying they keep messing around with the gun owners. They want to think they're going to have to fight us off with F-16. They better have F-16 fighter planes to take us on. What kind of president would ever dare the majority to do that? Every one of your callers at RBN, everybody. I'd call 10 congresspeople today. And by the way, Greg Stube in Florida is so outraged what Biden said that he's going to try to get impeachment articles against Biden now for saying that. How dare he threaten America and the majority at that was using F-16 fighter planes against his population? Who's going to do that? Biden should be arrested in his crazy son. Now, here's Jim. I'm going to get rolling. Now, I'm going to really get rolling. And you're talking about immigration and they're talking about Abbott. Greg Abbott, right now, should send every one of those illegal aliens, not to Chicago where Jerry's at. We're not to New York where all these schmucks are at. He should ship them right into Delaware. Make that state a sanctuary state in Abbotsford and take every bus that he's going to ship out of Texas into Delaware. Make that a sanctuary state. Pick every white trash criminal in Delaware out. Put all the illegals in there. Put 30 million illegal Mexicans or Central Americans or whatever they come from.
Yeah.
And by the way, Jim, most of these women that you see coming through the border, they're all pregnant. All these women, Central American women, Indian women, are pregnant with babies. They have. DeSantis said in Florida, you're not tolerating that. They had a big raid down in Homestead, Florida, the other day, Jim, on Friday. It was in the Miami Herald. They arrested 300 illegals in a camp over here in Homestead, Florida. DeSantis is not playing. He's rounding them up, and he's shipping them up to New York. Or wherever the hell he ships them to, Chicago.
Yeah.
Florida is not going to be a sanctuary state or a city. Now, I want to go back, Jim. I got to calm down. I'm a little hyperventilating because I'm so mad at Biden. He should be arrested right now by the military, what he said about white America. That is treason.
Yes.
That's traitorous. He's a traitor. He's a treasonous, and he's a criminal. And he's a dirty, filthy crook with China. Now, I want to talk about this, Jim. These people are not coming here to even speak the English language. Why should they? Here in South Florida, you've got 30 radio stations in Spanish, and you have 5 in English. You think that's complimenting us, Jim? Let's talk about affirmative action, Jim. These illegals are going to get county, federal government jobs that all your white audience love to have, making a big fat pension, getting $100,000 and getting drop money, like $400,000 or $500,000 every time. None of these white people can even get these jobs because they're all going to minority groups. Black, always screaming, "You prejudice, you racist." But in the meantime, they get these big fat federal government jobs. They're living like fat rats when they retire. This is unbelievable. And white America is guilty about this, guilty about that. This got the Sith right now. Everybody needs to call their congressman. And Jerry, I hope you do, and everybody else. That fat Pritzker should be arrested also in Chicago, what he's done to that state. That's my home state. And I wouldn't go back there and let him see my nephew. That's about it. I wouldn't live in. You gave me a house in Chicago. I wouldn't live over there. With all the crime over there and all the filth over there. As a matter of fact, they had a big gang, Jim. They busted in one of the suburbs. Maybe Jerry will call in tomorrow about it. He'll tell you about it tomorrow, about all the gangs or Venezuelans and Hondurans are arrested robbing all these stores in the suburbs of Chicago, outside of Chicago. I hope he talks about that. But now let's go back to what some of your callers, you were talking about a weapon. Hey, Jim, you ever see the movie Hulk, the original Hulk movie with Lou Ferrigno?
Sure.
Jim?
Yeah.
Jim?
I did. Yes.
Okay, they had a sound device. Remember the movie that had a box? Well, it's called the Havana Syndrome. The United States government has boxes that are about 6 feet, 5 feet wide, 5 feet high, and they can turn on a sound wave that will knock everybody to the ground. You cannot even move. You're petrified. You can literally be knocked unconscious, and they can put them on B-52s, put them underneath the wings, and they can fly over cities and turn those boxes on, and nobody will be able to move, Jim. They'd all fall on the floor.
Yeah.
They're sound wave boxes, and they're using them in Cuba. I think the Russians are using them in Cuba. They have sound devices that are devastating. They're sound, they're frequency waves.
So they what
don't
do you
know,
mean?
Need all these hyper
Tom, what do you mean when you say the Russians are using them in Cuba? What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if they're using them, Jim. That was a story in the Miami Herald. They had a thing called the Havana Syndrome, where all these consulate people were going to Havana getting these brain hemorrhages.
They were bleeding from the brain.
And they couldn't stand up. They were getting dizzy. The Miami Herald reported on that for like a year, Jim. They reported here. I was reading a paper on the Sunday paper. They always had an article about all these consulate people would go from a lot of these free world countries like England or United States, and they'd come back like having bleeding brains and shit. It was unbelievable what I was reading. I didn't know what to make of it anymore, Jim. I don't know what to make about half this, but I do know what I have to make about Texas. I know what I have to say about Biden. Biden's a criminal. He's allowed all these people are for votes, Jim. They're turning Texas blue. And if Abbott doesn't, like Jerry said, a great point. Every one of those illegals come to that border need to be deported right back into Mexico.
Yes. Mexico.
To Mexico. Yes. Why are they coming to the United States? Mexico's got more fertile farmland than we do, Jim.
Yes.
Why are they coming to the United States, Jim? Why? They're going to call
free
California Mexico.
Free stop, Tom,
soon.
And kill the country.
What does he talk about?
They're either military or they're financial. They're either grubbers or they're killers.
If white America doesn't stand up right now, Jim, it's over. If white America does not stand up in the next 10 months, 9 months, the longest it takes to have a baby, we're screwed.
Tom, yeah. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to take that as your final thought, and I want you to call back again
tomorrow
and say more. Say more. Alexander in Canada. Alexander, join the conversation. Alexander.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
See, sir, I have to disagree for the first time with Mr. Peter, which I highly respect. You and him talked about the October 7th. You see, so October 7th, just like you said, was an inside job.
Yeah.
There's no way that the Palestinians could have done this on their own. And see, sir, the Palestinians killed the Israelis and they kidnapped them and they took them back to Gaza. All this took place in a period of 7 to 8 hours. And Israel didn't do anything. And they reacted 8 hours later. And also,
yeah.
sir, the Israelis killed their own people to blame it on Hamas.
Yeah.
So this was an inside job, just like you said, because Netanyahu.
Yes.
Netanyahu would use this as an excuse to do what he's doing now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Peter. I think he's sensational, but I think he's mistaken about that and about the lasers, too. It's kind of surprising, but there it is. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I think you mentioned one military expert, intelligent expert on the border, like a month and a half ago, and he said, like, there's no way in hell with that Hamas with a bunch of cars and weapons would have done that, and while Israel has jeeps and F-16s.
Yeah.
And see, sir, regarding the immigration, see, so what's going to happen? Just like what happened in former Yugoslavia, that's what's going to happen: a civil war. Like, there's no other way to.
You mean here in the U.S. or in Israel?
No, I'm talking about the U.S. regarding the illegal immigration.
Yeah. I think things are falling apart. I am convinced. Today, just shocking, really. I mean, you see it coming, and then whammy, hit you between the eyes like a silver bullet. I don't see any way out. Misty, I'm sorry I didn't get to you, Misty. Please do call tomorrow and get you on earlier. You have a final thought here, Alexander?
See, so I totally agree with Mr. Tom from Florida. There has to be, the only way to solve it is to have a civil war. Because, see, sir, this was all planned up.
Yeah.
Just like what Tom said, these people are not coming here they're coming here to eat our lunch for free.
Yep.
And this is all based on a plan to change the demographics, like you said earlier.
Get your guns, get more guns, get ammunition, lock and load, get yourself prepared. We're in for it. This country is going to be engaged in a massive war against these invaders. It's going to happen. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with the people you love and care about, because for God's sake, we do not know how much time we have left. Support RBN.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.